We move on to item 11, consider and take possible action regarding a commitment to Acadian multi-asset absolute return strategy. Tim, did you have anything to prepared for this or just
open? No, this is an open discussion for the trustees. I just wanted to reiterate, we are looking at an allocation of up to 1.5% of the total fund coming into the risk diversifying program here. I think, and I want to thank the trustees for stepping through this process with us. We did feel like this was a powerful enough tool where we wanted to bring it forward to the trustees to have a large, meaningful allocation to this. You know, I think this is something where we are going to be seeing more of these strategies that attempt to parse a lot of data. So when we're typically looking at long-only equity managers, there's a story and they pursue that story and they position in stocks they think are going to benefit from that story. These systematic strategies attempt to say, can we see that story in the data? Can we see that story across asset classes in the data? And can we respond in real time? So I know that these become complex and can look, you know, very opaque or look like black boxes from the outside. I think this is a strategy that does not rely on intuition or feelings of the portfolio managers the way that some of the hedge funds you may have heard of do, where it is very much a prospective positioning story. I think this is going to happen, and therefore I do this. These systematic strategies say, across a lot of small, tiny little factors, does anything look out of whack relative to its long-term history, and can we lean in or lean out of things? And I think certainly the fact that you know, computing power is what it is today has led to the birth of a lot of these strategies in the last couple of years, where you can be crunching enormous data sets in real time and starting to draw some conclusions there. And I think the takeaway for me, we have stepped through the model in detail in on-site back when on-site visits were still possible. Over the past couple of years, we've been tracking the strategy and trying to understand how they build it, how they rebalance. But the takeaway for us has really been no individual factor is causing massive out or underperformance. It is differentiated. When we have seen periods of equity market stress, this has responded favorably, and we do think it is truly uncorrelated with a positive expected return. With that, I'm happy to open this up for trustee comments, questions.
Anyone have any questions for Tim?
It's somewhat subjective on my part, Tim, but I'm looking for something in this presentation that's kind of going to blow me away or suggest to me that this is the best alternative. I understand that there are some other ones that are greener and unproven and perhaps more, that's what I'm looking for, aspirational. But if you focus on page 20 on some of these returns, I still don't quite understand why we're looking at a compounded return. And then the returns so far this year, not unique to this fund, but are sure pretty tepid. So how strongly do you feel about this as an alternative? Is it just this? I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I think you addressed it perfectly there. We're not looking at strong outsized returns here. This is not a return driver. What we're looking at is that, you know, that lack of correlation relative to where we do have risk in the portfolio. So the risk that we have within our portfolio is all in growth, is primarily within equities, what's got a high standard deviation, and we want to use this. So think of this as less as a static allocation, and we're really trying to focus in on, is it uncorrelated, and is it uncorrelated when we have equity market stress? So can we use it for that rebalancing purpose there? And it's, you know, that lack of correlation is the what gets us most interested in a strategy like this. And then we say, okay, if it's uncorrelated, is it uncorrelated when we want to be able to use it dynamically within the portfolio? And that's when we take a look at those periods of equity market stress and the liquidity profile. So we're looking at this as a tool for rebalancing purposes, but we're getting paid enough in the long term to keep it in the portfolio.
Any other questions or comments? Would someone be interested in making a motion then?
I move that we approve the allocation for this asset.
Motion by David.
Second.
Second by John.
Yes.
Any further discussion? Okay, seeing none, I'll take a roll call vote. Anderson.
Anderson.
Yes.
Finley.
Yes.
Gordon.
Yes.
Holcomb.
Yes.
Kroll.
Yes.
McDonald.
Yes.
Phillips.
Yes.
Smithy, yes. And Watts.
Yes.
Okay, motion passes. Thank you for staff and all their hard work on this item. Really appreciate it.